You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise. It's Anointed Tuesday. We know our theme for the season, Psalm 42, verse 5, which in summary asks us to hope thou in God, which that's our monthly theme. Today we are focusing on anointed to overcome the enemies of hoping in God. That is our central focus today, on which we are going to pray. From John 16:13, we see God's word, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. This scripture is about the Holy Spirit, talking about his role in our lives when he comes into our lives, and this is what Jesus has shared. And so we find here that the anointed or the believer who has the Holy Spirit in him, for we know according to scripture that he that is born of God overcometh the world. He that is in us also is greater than he that is in the world. So we having the Holy Spirit in us helps us to overcome that which is set against us as believers. However, we have to understand that these attacks come against our hoping in God. There are enemies that attack our hoping in God. They try to stop us from keeping our hope in God and for settling for other things that do not glorify the Lord. We have to hold on from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. It is only one whose hope is established in the Lord. Only such a person can exercise faith without wavering. And that is why hope is very, very important in our lives as believers and as ministers. Hope is built by dwelling on God's promises. We learned yesterday. On dwelling on God's promises, and these promises are enforced by the Holy Spirit. Of course, as Jesus said, that he'll guide us into all truth. These promises are enforced by the Holy Spirit. Now, we have to worship with expectancy, and we also have to surround ourselves with faith-filled people. People whose words are related to God's word or are founded on the word of God, which establish our hope in that which the Lord has said, and not just on human ideologies or, as we say, scientific approaches. Faith defies science, because it's not about just what you have seen. No, you believe and then you see it. Now, some enemies of hoping in God are disappointment. Sometimes our personal disappointment or the disappointment shared by other people, because your mother has been disappointed before, your sister has been disappointed before, then you conclude in your mind that what is going on or what you are facing at this very moment is also going to result in disappointment, which the word of God does not validate. The word of God rather tells us the opposite, that say to the righteous, shall be well with him. The word of God also tells us that the expectation of the righteous shall be granted. And so if you've seen or heard of disappointment being the story of someone, if you focus on that or you give your attention to that, then it starts defeating your faith. That must not happen to us. We see pride. We also see distractions, that we can get stories or issues distracting us from hoping in God. Right now with social media going on so hard, everything is just in your face. People are easily distracted. In fact, the larger part of the population are distracted by social media. When you look at your time in a day, you know very well that there's some time that you are heavily just distracted by what you may have seen on some social media platform or somewhere else. I mean, the times that there was in social media, people were more focused, more attentive to what they were doing. But right now, the least thing, we get distracted, and it can affect our hoping in God because of being bombarded on a daily basis by all sorts of content. So today we are going to pray. Our first prayer is from Psalm 37 verse 4. Psalm 37 verse 4 reads, that delight thyself also in the Lord, and you grant you the desires of thine heart. We're going to pray right now. The Father in heaven, let my devotion anchor me in hope. Let my devotion to you, as we see in the scripture, my delighting myself in you. In other words, being devoted to you. Let that be the anchor of my hope. Let's lift up our voice and pray in the name of Jesus.
Father in heaven, let my devotion anchor me in hope in you, in the name of Jesus.
Let our devotion anchor us in hope. Delighting ourselves in you, Lord. Let that anchor us, Lord. Everything hoping in you in the name of Jesus. Our second prayer topic, we are praying, Father in heaven, feed my hope through your word, O God. We know from Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So based on this, we are praying, the Father in heaven, feed my hope through your word, O God. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Father in heaven, feed my hope through your word in the name of Jesus. Feed my hope through your word, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, feed my hope through your word. May I hope in you. May I continue to believe in you. May my faith be built. May my hope be built more in you. In the name of Jesus, as I hope in you, as I study your word, as I read your word, Lord, that my hope is built up, is built up, is built up, is built up by your word. My hope is fed by your word. In the name of Jesus. The word of God in the name of Jesus.
We are praying our last prayer from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Hebrews 12, verse 12, we are praying, Father in heaven, strengthen and raise me above all that weakens my hope. In Jesus' name, please let's lift up our voice and begin to pray.
Father in heaven, strengthen and raise me. Strengthen and raise me above all that weakens my hope in the name of Jesus. May I go above all that weakens my hope in the name of Jesus. May I strengthen me, Lord. Raise me above all that weakens my hope in the name of Jesus. As I hope in you, Lord, strengthen me, strengthen and raise my hope. Raise me above everything that weakens my hope, everything that weakens my hope, whether disappointment, whether doubt, whether worries, anything, Lord, that weakens my hope. Oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let my hope be strengthened. Let my hope be strengthened. May it be moved above every weakness in the name Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3-4 reads, therefore I delivered you unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. We also know from John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the hope for any man, for you to experience life, that's true life in God, and eternal life, this life being eternal, going beyond even physical death to experiencing eternal life. It only comes by believing in Jesus and confessing him as the Lord over your life. So please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. I thank you that you died and you were buried, and yet on the third day you rose up again. This day, I commit my life into your hands. Lord, let me be your servant. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And so that by the power of your Holy Spirit, I can live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please let's bless the name of the Lord.
He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. Jesus, Jesus Christ is the first and the last. Service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can
can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.